from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, quick reminder, 9 o'clock hour, Texans tickets, so be listening. Each show on the station today, midday show, In the Loop, afternoons, The Drive, and then our evening show, Area 45. All shows, each show has got a pair of tickets to Saturday's game between the Giants and the Houston Texans. We're doing it all day. A surprise Texans ticket Thursday here on Sports Radio 610. There was a trade in the NFL yesterday. Matthew Judon, who had been kind of a sore spot out of Patriots camp, Seth. There was that footage of him kind of getting into it with Gerard Mayo at one practice, and Elliot Wolf, the GM, came walking over, and Matthew Judon just kind of left the practice. He wants a new contract. He's in the last year of his deal. He was injured last year. He's an older player now. He's in his early 30s. When he's been healthy, he's been really, really good for them. He's been a double-digit sack guy. Only played 6 games last year. Has 1 year left on his deal at $6.5 million. He wants more money. He wants some guarantees. He wants some security. And the Patriots, I give the Patriots credit for making this decision. I don't know if they got the most they could have gotten for him. They got a third round pick for him. They traded him to Atlanta yesterday. But the Patriots are probably one of those teams that, as a rebuilding team, like, okay, do we need to be giving a 3 or 4 year deal to an aging edge rusher here, you know?
Well, yeah, and especially when you're trying to establish a culture, et cetera, and you got a new first-time head coach who's having it out with the player. Like, he disgruntled his way out, which is increasingly common this day and age.
Yes, Sean. Easier and easier to do, for sure.
Yeah. I think I'm not surprised that the Texans were interested. I really do think that, not in a bad way or anything, but I think D'Amico wants every single pass rusher in the league to be on the Texans at any given time. If he could get away with it, he would start. He would have 20 defensive ends on the game day roster.
Yeah.
But you got to try to figure out, okay, how much can we afford now versus in the future? And we got a plan. We already got a bunch of older guys on the team, et cetera, et cetera. For roster management, you can't obviously do that. But it doesn't surprise me that D'Amico was interested. I say D'Amico because D'Amico just loves defensive linemen.
Yeah.
He calls them the engine of this defense, and they very much are. And it might have been one of these things where, yeah, look, they thought it was a good idea to take a swing at it, but whatever Judon's contract expectations are, maybe it's just a little too rich for the Texans right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if would they have traded a third-round pick?
Well, real quick, cool just a, real yeah. quick, what you're alluding to, Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, for those who don't know, said that the Texans were interested. You know, the Texans made some inquiries into a Judon trade. So So ask, what did you ask me again, Seth, about that?
I asked, would they give a third round pick for him?
For Judon? I think they would. I think it's probably more the contract than the draft equity. I think they would give a third round pick for Matthew Judon. And man, now all of a sudden, dude, you've got Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, Matthew Judon, Denico Autry when he comes back from his suspension, his PED suspension. I think the draft equity would have had less to do with it than the money that you have to give to him.
So one of the reports I saw 47 minutes ago, it says Judon will play for the Falcons in 2024 on his current deal, set to pay $6.5 million.
Okay.
So maybe the disgruntlement was more than just some money or so.
Yeah, he doesn't want to play for a team that's going to win three games this year.
Yeah, maybe. I guess it was as simple as that. He's 33 years old, and he just... So in that instance, it makes it less likely that the contract was the issue.
Yeah.
$6.5 million, and then more so the... Now, if this initial report is true, there's plenty of time for them to give a new one.
Well, now, here's the thing, too, is the Texans may have been willing to go to a third-round pick. The Bears were willing to give up a third-round pick was one of the reports, as obviously were the Atlanta Falcons. But ultimately, the Patriots chose to trade with the Falcons because they feel that the Falcons' third-round pick is going to be a higher pick than the Bears' third-round pick. And I would say that it's a safe assumption. Most teams would think that the Texans' third-round pick is going to be a lower pick than the Bears and the Falcons. Like, the Texans are going to be a better team than both those teams this year, probably.
That conversation. Oh, that's a really good point. Yeah. They might have all been willing to give up a third-round pick, and the Texans is the least valuable.
Yeah.
And then it came to the point where, like, no, I can't throw in a fifth or something.
Yeah.
Or throw in an extra fifth or a sixth. So it might we have no idea. All we know is that, according to Fowler, the Texans were interested. That could be a wide spectrum of possibilities. I do, though... Like, at any given moment, I expect the Texans to sign a defensive lineman or trade for a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
I think D'Amico just doesn't – I think he feels like you can never have too many – he's like constructing a baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
You can never have too much good pitching.
Yeah.
And they are the value isn't just in one guy. You know, it's nice to have a Will Anderson. Hey, it's awesome to have a Will Anderson and a Danielle Hunter. But at one point in the season, one of those guys might be injured. And so let's have as many as possible all the time.
How do you think they've done it in this one season that he's been here in terms of what do you think of the assembly of talent along the defensive line that they've accrued?
I think they've stocked up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Like with Will Anderson, obviously. It started with Will Anderson.
Yep.
And then you bring in Danico Autry, and then you get Danielle Hunter.
Yep.
Like in that regard, and not to mention whatever version of Derek Barnett we're going to get, it's weird because Barnett was very impactful for the Texans in the back half, but it was almost because he was written off in Philly that...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I think maybe some people are waiting for the other shoe to drop to see if, okay, was that just a brief surge, or are you going to get that version of Derek Barnett the whole season?
Yeah.
So I think the Derek Barnett is the big X factor in that, but I think they've done a good job. And just really, you know, from the draft until now, in less than a year and a half of work, they've put together a pretty good, a pretty fearsome potential pass rush.
I think they have too. And Barnett's had a good camp. I think they have. Jerry Hughes has had a good camp. So yeah, I think they've, I mean, older guys, but for now we only care about 2024.
Right, and I think that's part of it too. When, okay, how much are you going to give up for Matthew Judon? It would be one thing if this was pre-free agency.
Yeah.
But where you don't have, I mean, they've got a lot of old dudes, older dudes by football standards in that D-line meeting room right now. That might have made him a little bit less aggressive for trading for a guy who's in his 30s.
It's a good point. So J.J. McCarthy is out for the year for Minnesota. Do you think there was any phone contact between the Minnesota Vikings and the Houston Texans over the last 48 hours?
Davis Mills wasn't practicing yesterday. He practiced, but he didn't participate in team drills, right?
Correct. Yeah, he was in pads, and he did some drills, but not the drills where, in theory, they would be the more dangerous of the drills.
He might get injured or something right. Before. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Now.
I honestly, even when I started that sentence, I was just kind of joking about it. And yet, you know, read the tea leaves. Minnesota's a team that has a quarterback. They don't know exactly if he's going to be back this year at all. Davis Mills is in a system that's very similar to what they run there in Minnesota. I'm not saying it's out of the question at all.
Is it a big reach to think that Davis Mills is better than Sam Darnold?
No. Yeah. God, no.
Right.
No.
Right. So I think it's feasible. I think it's feasible for two reasons. One, all the things you just pointed out, the system, so forth. I think the other thing is, I think Nick makes phone calls about everything. I think he's a lot like Daryl Morey that way, where he's got a million lines in the pond, you know, and we see, and if any of them, sometimes you pull a fish up when you do that, you know.
Davis Mills has already lasted longer with his first team than Sam Darnold did.
Correct.
So no, I'm
lasted longer than Sam Darnold has with any team that he's been with. Sam Darnold's still 27 years old. He feels like he's lived like the football life of a 50-year-old.
Yeah.
He's been, started for the Jets. He was the savior
like
for the
Hasselbeck, Jets. Late stage Matt Hasselbeck or something.
Maybe
already.
That's what they're hoping for this year in Minnesota, I guess. But he's been the savior for two teams already. He was the savior for the Jets. And then the Panthers said, well, we can get something out of him. Here's a 2 and a 4 and a 6. And
yeah, they gave up a boatload for Sam Darnold.
Yeah, next thing you know, they're bringing back Ratchet Cam Newton at the end of his career in 2021 and Baker Mayfield the year after that.
I wonder if Nick would part with Davis Mills, I wonder if right now, depending on how much the Vikings are willing to give up with him, completely hypothetically and theoretically, everybody, if you're just tuning in, we're just throwing this out there.
Doing sports talk stuff.
What's his price? And is there a danger that if all of a sudden, what if the first call they made was to Nick after they found out that J.J. McCarthy got injured, and Nick might start thinking like, we might have a more valuable commodity here than I thought.
It's got to be the minimum for me. It's got to be a day two pick. It's got to be It's got to be a 2 or a 3. Something like a minimum of 3. Minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Minimum of 3.
I think he's played his way into enough that, man, you can see the physical difference right now in Case Keenum and Davis Mills. Like, Case just, Case has that long delivery and he's just not as athletic as he once was. He has all that veteran savvy, but Davis Mills can go out there and I think, and he can do a lot of things. Like very crisply and efficiently so far through it's the preseason, it's versus backups, et cetera, et cetera. But I think he looks very comfortable in the system and people might really look at that and think, all right, like if this guy, can he be a game manager? Can he come and run our offense without a huge lead time?
Yes.
There's not that many guys out there necessarily like Davis Mills right now.
You have built a roster where the goal is to win a Super Bowl, unquestionably. So it's, to be fair to the guys on this roster, you've got to have backup quarterback play that at least you can answer positively to the question, can we win a few games with this guy? You know, we're not going to be favored. If we have to go to the playoffs with Davis Mills as our quarterback, we're not going to be favored in games going against Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. But does this guy have the club in his bag to where we can win that game? Not we're likely to win the game,
right,
but we can win that game. And it goes for Davis Mills, and it goes for Case Keenum. So if you're going to move one of these guys, part of it is you got to be comfortable with, can we win a game with Tim Boyle at quarterback in this team?
I think some of that comes down to just how good do you think the defense is going to be.
Yes.
You know, if you feel really good about the defense, then all right, as long as we got a good game manager in
right.
there, guy that's not going to make mistakes, et cetera, then maybe they feel more comfortable with Case Keenum right now. Even if they feel better about Davis Mills than they did last year, but they might feel like that bullish on the defense that they feel like they can slog it out with a veteran guy that's just going to be careful with the football.
Yep. All right, most significant development from the Astros' win over the Tampa Bay Rays last night. 2-1 in 10 innings. Biggest development from that game. Real key, especially considering what's going on tonight in Corpus Christi. We will have that for you. And in the 9 o'clock hour, Texans tickets to the game on Saturday, so stay tuned for that. That's all next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.